Welcome to a new segment on 15-Minute History called Thursday Thoughts. Every other week, I'm going to speak about a person, event, or place in history in 5 minutes or less. This is just another opportunity for us to get more content to you, our outstanding audience. So here we go. Have you ever wondered why you see so many ads every day? I know I have. The average person sees between 4,000 and 8,000 ads per day. Between our phones, streaming services, social media influencers, billboards, and other mediums, we are inundated with many forms of advertisements. Despite this onslaught, marketing today is much different than it was in the past, and not just because of technology. From the 1950s through to the 1990s, marketing was a vastly different landscape compared to today's digital-first, data-driven approach. The 1950s era was characterized by a post-war economic boom, the rise of television, and a burgeoning consumer culture. The primary media channels were print, like newspapers and magazines, and radio, with television emerging as a powerful medium. As time went on, these practices continued, with product placement on TV and radio, as well as traditional advertising through commercials and celebrity endorsements. Advertising focused heavily on creativity, showing the problem, real or not, and then introducing the product as the solution. Advertisements were often elaborate and used emotional appeal to connect with consumers, telling audiences that the product or service being advertised was something that they desperately needed. The ability to target the right audience was limited, as there were very few ways, besides focus groups and surveys, to test where to place the ad and for how long to run it. In all of this, marketers were able to tell viewers and readers what they needed. Products were sometimes created without asking if they solved a current problem, and instead promoted as solutions to audience in a way that first created the problem and then solved it. This all changed in the late 1990s and 2000s, with the creation and adoption of the internet. For the first time in history, users were connected. They had easy access to more information than at any other time in human history, and as a result, they were in a position to research products before they bought them. Furthermore, they were able to see the testimonial of others about said products, which directly influenced their decision or not to buy the product. In summary, the consumer, once governed by the marketing team, gained full control of their experience. Gone were the days when a company could tell someone what to buy or push them into doing so. While this sounds better, and in reality it actually is, the way some advertisers compensated was to literally inundate customers with more and more ads, which over time turned the now fully empowered consumer away. In answer to this, many companies changed the way they thought about marketing. With a digital emergence came the ability for brands to target consumers more effectively, finding those people who had the current problems that the brand can help solve. Communicated in this way, in conjunction with the acceptance that the consumer is now in full control, has changed the way marketing is done in our world today. Thank you for joining us for Thursday Thoughts. Send us your questions about this topic at 15minutehistory@gmail.com. See you next week.